This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
If you ever want to know anything about global warming or soda tax or really bizarre fascist dictators that you've never heard of in countries you didn't even know existed, Stu is your guy. Stu is absolutely the guy. Favorite dictator, Stu?
Well, Turkmenbashi, I would say, had to be number one on
his
that
reign.
List. He died. He was, of course, replaced by Garbengirli Berdimuhamedov in Turkmenistan.
Okay. Don't insult her. Which was actually like we didn't know that.
Dentist. Was Turkmenbashi's dentist who they put as the new dictator.
Really?
So in case you want to read up on that, we can always talk about that.
We can talk about that some other time. I just want to get your bona fides out there that I don't just say that higgledy-piggledy. When it comes to weird dictators that you've never heard of, anything on global warming or soda tax, Stu's the guy to go to.
Stunningly not a good combination to pick up the ladies throughout the life.
Stunningly not really.
Really didn't work well.
A collection of anything that does you any good at all.
No, except for right now, while Philadelphia is putting
together. Shine, baby, it's your moment.
The most ridiculous soda tax of all time, and they're applying it to all sorts of different things. If you remember, a lot of cities have tried to pass these things, which were supposedly designed not for them to get money, of course, but for to protect us from ourselves and our bad choices.
Of course.
We're all getting too fat, and I realize that this show is not the one to argue.
We're not point that out.
We are too fat.
Right.
However, we're fat by our own decision making.
Right.
And the government.
We go
should not
in
be
eyes
in
wide open.
Absolutely, and mouth wide open,
right,
to be perfectly honest about it. So they decided to try to pass this in Philadelphia by saying, sure, it will have some health benefits, but really what we need are new money for, pre-K and all sorts of other programs
sure
that everyone wants.
This is going to be good for you.
It's going to be good for you.
Help the children.
So it got through. They were successful to push it through. Started this month for the first time. The tax is 1.5 cents per ounce. So obviously a 20-ounce bottle of soda is going to add 30 cents. Mm-hmm. You might say, it's not that big. If you're paying $2, now it's $2.30. It might not necessarily hit you that hard.
Mm-hmm.
However, it gets worse, of course. Carbonator Rental Services in Philadelphia sells the syrup for sodas.
Mm-hmm. So this is when you go into, if you're the lucky fountain enough to have a fountain in your house, or you go into a restaurant and they're just pulling it out, there's nothing better than direct out of the fountain.
Right.
McDonald's makes the best Cokes on the planet.
Their straws are great, too.
I just want to throw that out.
So normally they sell a 5-gallon box of syrup. We want to get into straw talk, Jeffy. He seems interested. A 5-gallon box of syrup, usually $60. $60.
So this is they come with the fizz and the syrup, and they mix it together.
Right.
So you can have a glass of carbonated water, or they can add this syrup, a little bit of that syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is the syrup?
Normally it costs $60.
$60 for the syrup.
In December, $60.
$60.
It's a lot of soda for $60.
Sure.
The new city tax applies to this beverage because it's sugary and it's a beverage.
Sure.
It applies $57.60 of additional cost.
Syrup is $60.
$60 for the syrup.
Okay, so
$57 for the tax.
And 60 cents for the tax. So
that's price gouging right there. That's price gouging.
We're going from $60 to $117.60 for the same product.
So in order to service their customers, they need to lower the price of that syrup to $3.
And that is...
Well,
Right?
So
if they could, stop price gouging, they might be able to, pay the $15 of a working wage that they should be paying for those minimum jobs of making that syrup.
Well, yes, that too.
I know, because they're supposed to do both of those things.
Correct. So it's gone up to $117.60.
$117.60
for the same syrup.
Reason has a story on this. In the real world, sandwich shops and grocery stores, of course, are
essentially
adjusting.
Doubled the price.
Right, because they were trying to make the case it's not going to be that big of a deal. In the real world, sandwich shops, grocery stores, of course, are adjusting the retail price of sugary drinks to make up for the added cost imposed by the tax. So, and by the way, the tax, you know when you go to a store and you you buy something and then you get the receipt and there's like a sales tax at the bottom, right? That's how everything opts. The way they structured this tax is that it hit before the retail side. So they put it in there. So it's not separately listed on any of the receipts. It's just all the prices are jacked up through the ceiling.
You know what? Everybody should have on their menus and on their receipts.
Yeah.
Soda is this price because of this price of tax.
Absolutely.
And that's starting to happen around the city. This is why this is happening.
You'd have to.
The mayor who went and passed the test says the efforts of alerting people why their soda costs so much are wrong and misleading, and suggested that it could be an extension of the expensive fight put up by soda companies. Big soda is at fault here.
This is so crazy.
It is so crazy, especially
like
when
now Coca-Cola is sending in the mob to to break some legs and get every dime out of their... I mean, that's crazy.
Every company over 200 employees is evil now. And they just... They only act in their own best interest, and they don't care what they destroy in their wake.
The cities don't.
So ridiculous.
The cities don't. The city council, the mayors, they don't. No. They're always acting in your best interest, the bills that they pass, the regulations that they put in on cities... Drive the jobs out, make your cities less safe, make your cities more expensive, drive businesses to other cities or other states, and they're just fine. There's nothing bad about them. If a company decides to leave the state will say, look at the evil company. But nobody who's on the bandwagon saying, wait, it's the state's income tax that is killing us right now. Mm-hmm. It's their regulations on my business that makes it unaffordable for me to go here.
Right. And in Philly, what they did is do everything they could to hide it from people and then deny the reality that that's the reason why these prices are going
and
up.
And sadly, it works.
Yeah, it does.
It works. And
will it work here?
In this article, they're interviewing the owner of a really small convenience store who was doing really well before this tax. Now he says he can count on one finger in the last week the number of people who've come in and bought soda, tea, or energy drinks in any quantity bigger than a can. Because you think about that, a 12-ounce can of soda is going to cost you what? 60 cents? 75? I hardly ever buy soda. So
I mean,
more than that?
Yeah. I mean,
$1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it's $1 would be $1.18 then, if let's say it's $1. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about the bigger quantities, like you mentioned, it can double the price.
Right. I hold in my hand a Diet Arizona Blueberry Green Tea, which is for some reason I purchased. I bought two of these. These are gallon containers for $6, which I thought was a really good value. 2 gallons for $6. I thought that was solid. Okay. If I was in Philly buying it, it would not be $6. It would be over, with all the taxes, over $10. Now, you talk about trying to do this with a family to get when you're buying in large quantities.
No.
You are absolutely bilking the family that buys in bulk.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're not.
Families should not be buying high sugary drinks.
Right. And that's the point. This isn't even a sugary beverage.
It's not
their beverage.
It's
there is no sugar whatsoever in it.
It's green tea, and it's not even green. There's something wrong with that.
It's blueberry. So
if there's
no
sugar in it, why are you getting taxed?
I know. Isn't that interesting? Well, they've applied the tax to non-sugary drinks because, remember, this isn't about health. This is about getting more money. It's about the children.
The children.
Yeah.
So for the chitter, because we let it chitter.
Again, $6 for iced tea.
It's your moment to shine, Pat.
I thought it was my moment to shine about taxes.
Look, very few times you could talk about sugary taxes.
And
even fewer times you could bring up Michael Jackson. So this is his moment to shine.
Okay. I stole your moment.
No, it's both. These are good moments. Soda and Michael Jackson. But I mean, so $6 turns into $10. That's a 67% tax.
That's madness.
Madness.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.